This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And call it something of a reparations crisis going on in Europe right now. Iceland's president, Olafur Grimmison, is refusing to pay back $5 billion in loans owed to the governments of the UK and the Netherlands, loans that were part of a bailout when Iceland had huge financial problems in the middle of the economic turndown last year. Ingo Sigfusson is a reporter for Iceland's National Broadcasting Service. First of all, good morning, Ingo.
Good morning, guys.
The Icelanders want to actually not pay this money back as a political gesture, but what does it mean financially, and how popular is this impulse of the president?
Well, the first poll has indicated the majority of the population supports him, and probably a majority of the population would very much like not to have to pay probably close to $200-$300 a month per family for the next per month for the unforeseeable future. However, Parliament has already decided that Iceland will uphold its obligations. The question is just of the terms of the payback, and that's really the bill that Parliament had asked the president to sign, and he decided to send it to a referendum.
Now, Ingo, this is a terrible domestic story, a significant controversy there in Iceland, but for someone in the United States, it's also a window on how international debt actually works. Are you saying that to pay back this loan, that individuals would actually see the pain of that in their paychecks, in taxes they would have to pay to the government? How does that work exactly?
Well, this just becomes one more thing that gets added on top of everything that has happened in Iceland. Of course, we've had our own domestic banks collapse, et cetera. So we've seen drastic tax hikes. We've seen inflation skyrocket. We've seen purchasing power really plummet. Price of imports have gone through the roof. The currency has deflated by it's really worth just over a third of what it was worth, let's say, 2 years ago. So you can just imagine that life on a small island that is very heavily dependent on imports has become very difficult to compare to what it was a couple of years ago.
But at least you got those hot springs, right?
At least we've got those and a couple of fish in the sea.
Now, if you don't pay this money back, doesn't the currency drop even farther? And what leverage do the Brits have to compel payment here?
Well, I think the Brits and the Dutch have quite a bit of leverage. Of course, pretty much can do what they want to do. They can freeze assets. They can certainly cause problems with Iceland's IMF program and the financing of that program. They can also block Iceland from entering the European Union. Iceland has applied for membership, although that's a controversial issue up here, and Iceland, the Britons could certainly block that. What it means for Iceland's currency? Well, we have pretty strict currency control since the crash, so the immediate impact will probably be limited, but long-term, it's very difficult to gauge what this will mean.
Finally, Ingo, if the Icelanders go ahead and don't pay this money back, would they see any tangible benefit, or would it just feel good?
It would probably just feel good.
Ingo Sigfusson is a reporter for the Icelandic National Broadcasting Service, talking about the potential of Iceland refusing to pay back $5 billion in loans owed to the governments of the UK and the Netherlands. Thank you, Ingo.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.